Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, a wonderful show today, Chakras and the Tree of Life, with our extraordinary health guru, Beverly Nadler, who is my tree of life. Many people are familiar with the Eastern concept of chakras, spinning energy centers in the body that influence us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Most people probably don't know that the concept of the Tree of Life from Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism, consists of these same energy centers. Join us today to learn the importance of the Tree of Life and the major chakras in your body, including how they affect your health, well-being, and your entire life. folks, this is Here's to Your Health Thursday. I'm always extremely happy on Here's to Your Health Thursday because I learn so much from it as well. I get so much value as well. I take notes on all these shows, and not to say that all my other shows aren't extraordinary and special, but Beverly Nadler, her amazing knowledge, savvy on just about anything. I don't need to walk around with an encyclopedia. I just need the tie line to be able to reach my friend and yours, Beverly Nadler.
Joyce, you always mystify me with your introductions to me. I want to thank you first. But to say not about anything, I could not tell you how to repair a car or fix a sink. The studies that I am involved with have to do with physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. So, yeah, a lot of research on that, and I love it. And I love the opportunity to be on your show every Thursday and share the information and the knowledge that I've discovered, and I do apply it to my life and check it out before I reveal it to others. So, again, thank you so much.
Well, I do want to attest that I know for a fact that Beverly does walk the talk. So when she shares something, she really makes sure it's real news, real right, great research. She's very conscientious to get it right so we can get it right. Thank you for all that you do for me and for the show. We are always happy. It is always a pleasure to have you, Beverly Nadler.
Wow. Well, thank you. And as I said, it's such a pleasure to be here. So today we are talking about the chakras from the Eastern system and the Tree of Life from the Kabbalistic system, and showing the correlation between them and how they affect you. And according to the Eastern teachings, which are also called yogic, not yoga, but yogic from the word yoga teachings, vibrating energy centers that are part of a very complex network of nerves and pathways underlie our physical body. And they have a huge effect on our health and consciousness. And these energy centers, in Sanskrit, they are called chakras, which, if my understanding is correct, is actually, in English, would be translated as spinning wheels, because they are literally spinning vortexes of energy. Now, the Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism, gives a similar description of this network of nerves and pathways and these vibrating energy centers or vortexes. Sometimes this network is portrayed as the trunk and branches of a tree, which they call the Tree of Life. The energy centers are called Sephirot, S-E-F-O-R-I-T or S-E-P-H-O-R-I-T. And each individual center is a Sephora. And I believe from something I read in the past, but could not verify, but I believe it actually means jewel or sapphire. The Tree of Life is used as a symbolic pattern in Kabbalistic meditations, with each Sephora representing a certain aspect of God. The tree is also depicted as the path by which the divine spirit descended into the physical world, became us, human beings, and also the path that we take to ascend back to God.
I'm listening, Beverly. It's so fascinating. Please continue.
Okay. Today's program is about the major energy centers that run from the base of our spine to the crown of our head. And you'll see the relationship and correlation between the Eastern chakras and the Kabbalah's Sephirot. These energy centers have two major functions. One, they are channels for the passage of an exchange of energy throughout the body, and thus, of course, they affect our health. They're transformers. They process subtle energy, and they convert this energy into the chemicals and the hormones and the other things that just float around, billions of things or trillions of things that are going on in our body, and they do result in cellular changes in the body. So they're very important to our health, and this is why in the East, which the Westerners did not catch up with the Eastern philosophies and healing techniques until pretty recently, but in the East, healing through the chakras was something that's been done for centuries. The second major function is spiritual. They assist us as we evolve in consciousness. In other words, as we raise our own energy field, which is considered our consciousness. In reality, you could say that these are actually spiritual centers.
And Beverly, I'm thinking that you should head to one of your spiritual centers and take a moment while I share your fabulous poem about why people should be listening to our show, not only on your day, Thursday, but every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us to have that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com and click on follow, which you will find right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage. Do that and you'll find out about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them because when we are on the air, from 11 till noon live, and you can't join us for whatever reason, just know you can look forward to checking out any show in our archives. Back to you, Beverly.
Thank you for the pause there. I can't tell you why this suddenly comes upon me occasionally, but it does, and I really appreciate the opportunity to pause there. There are three energy pathways that run along our spine and up to the crown of our head. They are the left, right, and middle. And the chakras and Sephirot are made up of components from the different energies of the right and the left pathways. These components, these types of energies, merge to form the powerful energy centers that are in the middle pathway, which is the pathway that we are paying attention to, so to speak, in this show. We're talking about all of these centers that are running through the spine and, again, up to the crown of the head. But they are considered in Kabbalistic, they call it the middle pillar. Now, as I talk about these, I want you to keep in mind that chakras and Sephirot are not static. They're constantly shifting and changing according to our thoughts, our feelings, feelings, our actions, our behaviors, and our level of consciousness. Now, in the Eastern model, there are seven major energy centers or chakras. In Kabbalah, there are 10 seraphim. And here's the reason why. Here's the reason for that difference. According to Kabbalah, in three of the centers, there is a marked difference between the energies of the left and right components. In other words, the pathways that run on the left and the right each have different energies, and these energies flow into this center to form this energy, the energy wheel, so to speak, the chakra, the sephirot. And when they are different enough, according to Kabbalah, they separate them and they consider each side to be a separate sephirot. However, as I describe the locations of each center, their colors, their glandular associations, their functions, and how they affect us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, you'll see that in spite of this difference, the two systems, the Eastern or yogic system and the Kabbalistic, correlate beautifully with each other.
Beverly, are you going to be telling us about the different chakras and how we can identify them?
This is exactly what we will be doing next. We will be talking about each chakra and what is associated with them. And we'll begin with what is called the first chakra, which is at the root of the spine, and is literally called the root chakra. Its color is red. Now, when I tell you its color is red, I don't mean that you're going to actually be able to physically see red, but the actual color of that energy, if we could see it, is red. And that first chakra is related to the earth. It is related to our physical life. The part of the body that it really is associated with are the legs and the feet. The gland is the adrenal glands. And when we are having symptoms of fears and insecurity, and we're feeling that we're not quite rooted in the ground, the earth, and we don't feel good about our life, you can be reasonably certain that this chakra, this root chakra, is out of balance. Now, when I say out of balance about any of the chakras, here's what is going on within the chakra. They have a certain frequency at which they vibrate, a certain color and direction. And if they're in the bright hue of that color, if they're at the right frequency, and if they are moving rhythmically rather than in a jagged way, that's a balanced chakra. So the Indian healing system, one of the Indian healing systems, would be to specifically balance a chakra. And at the end of this program, I'll talk to you about how we actually balance and harmonize our chakras. So the adrenal glands, you know, those are the glands that are so involved in stress. And when you're not feeling good about your life, when you're not trusting, when you're not feeling secure, when you're in a state of fear, or if you're having pains in your feet or your leg, they could be related to the first chakra, the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine.
Okay.
Right.
How many chakras are there?
I said there were seven chakras and there were 10 sephirot, and I explained that the difference in the 10, why there's 10 sephirot, is because Kabbalists believe that three of these chakras, the energy coming from the left and the right, are different enough for them to be named different sephirot, different energies. But they blend together so that we're dealing with only seven as we move up the spine.
Thanks for clearing that up. I wasn't certain on that. Thank you.
Okay. The second chakra, the color is orange, and it is related to Well, we call it the sex chakra. Sometimes it's called the sex chakra. It actually, its position in the spine is in the sacral area, which is where the sexual organs are. When there's any sexual dysfunction, it could be related to the sex chakra. It also rules our emotions and our sexuality. And a lot of emotionally, when one feels a lot of guilt. Now, when I say could be, please understand that when I give you these symptoms as possibilities, don't take this as, oh, this is the absolute cause of this problem that I'm having, because there are many different things in this universe that can be causative, and many combine, so there is a number of things. But I want to give you some indication of what has been written through the ages and told about these specific chakras and what might be involved here. So this is also affects the pelvis and the lower back. That is the second chakra. It's basically the sex chakra. The third chakra is the solar plexus. Sometimes it's called the navel chakra. And that chakra is yellow. It has a great deal to do with our thinking, with our vitality, with our ego. Now you're going to say, well, I thought thinking is, you know, in our mind. But understand, the mind doesn't really exist. That's a term that we use. The actual energy very often comes from this third chakra, which again is the solar plexus. It's also where the power comes, vitality. We have seen masters in the East when they break bricks and they do very, very, very powerful things. They must use the energy of their solar plexus. And when somebody has stomach troubles or chronic fatigue, it could be related to the solar plexus. It also, the gland that it rules is the pancreas. The gland that's associated is the pancreas. Also, self-confidence. When you have a strong solar plexus chakra, and that, again, that's the third chakra. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you'll see these names. Other times you'll just see the numbers. So I'm giving you, you know, as you read about them in different places, I'm giving you the correlation, the name for them. I'm not giving you the name in Sanskrit or the name in Hebrew, but the name in English correlating to the number. Any questions?
No.
Up to this point, Joyce?
I'm following along and taking notes.
Okay. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra, and this is an extremely important, not that the others are not important, but this is where love, beauty, relationships, this chakra governs that. And when this chakra is not properly balanced, when you say it's closed, sometimes you might have heard that expression, your heart chakra is closed, it's very difficult for a person to feel and receive and give love. It's very difficult to have compassion. Compassion comes from this heart chakra. The fourth chakra is actually the one that connects the lower physical energies, the physical human, with the higher divine energies that are the upper chakras. So it's an actually connecting point also, but it's very important for this chakra to be open. It has a great deal to do with our heart, with our lungs, with sometimes their lung or heart diseases or even breast diseases are related to the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, being closed. The color associated with it is green. I don't know if I mentioned the third chakra is yellow. If I didn't, and the reason I'm giving you the colors is because one of the ways of healing the chakras or of balancing them is a visualization technique in which you in your mind's eye, obviously not physically, but in your mind's eye, you move through the chakras and you see the colors of each chakra. And this has a very healing effect on the chakras. So that's why I'm giving you the colors of them. The fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra, is blue, sort of a sky blue. And the gland associated with is the thyroid gland. By the way, the fourth chakra, it's the thymus gland. The thymus gland is the major gland of your immune system. So here's the thing, that healing the heart chakra has a great deal to do with keeping you healthy, opening the heart chakra, having a lot of power, having compassion. This is a very, very important chakra for that, for those reasons, because so many people are having problems with their immune system, and they're having problems with their ability to feel love or to give love because of that. So,
Beverly, so the immune system is more connected to the fourth chakra. Is that correct?
Well, the thymus gland is, which is the major gland of the immune system, yes.
Okay, got it.
Now, the fifth chakra is the throat chakra. Now, when I give you what these are called in English, understand that that's the area that they're in. The heart chakra is in the heart area, but in the center. All of these are in the center of the spine, and then they move up to the center in the neck and in the crown. They're in the center, but it's the area of where the heart is located, you know, but more to the center. The fifth is the throat chakra, and the throat chakra, the color is blue. The thyroid gland is associated with it. When you've got a sore throat, stiff neck, tooth decay, which is quite a problem with many, many people, including myself. Not lately, but I've had many teeth that had to be removed or filled. It could have very much to do with the throat chakra. The activity of the throat chakra is communication. Our ability to communicate, our ability to speak, comes from the throat chakra. But beyond that, as we move up in consciousness and our chakras become more and more refined, the energy, the sacral energy, which is the energy of creativity, basically in the physical world, in other words, for reproduction, for sex, this energy doesn't leave the second chakra, but it moves, some of it moves up to the throat chakra. And so our ability to create, whether it's art or it's music or any way in which we, and speaking, writing, any creative expression, the throat chakra is very much involved in that.
So for people like us, professional speakers, that's a really important chakra to have healthy, for sure.
You're
the
not
throat kidding. Chakra.
You are very right about that. Now, when we move up from the throat chakra, going to the sixth chakra, the throat chakra is the fifth chakra, the sixth one, many people are familiar with that. It's the what we sometimes is called the third eye chakra, or the Sanskrit word ajna is sometimes used. That is the sixth chakra, and it is what we call the third eye because it is right in the center between our two eyes. That chakra is indigo, which is a dark blue with a little touch of violet, and this is in the forehead, as you know, and it is ruled by the pineal gland. Pineal gland is a teeny little gland at the back of the neck. I mean, the back of the brain in our above our neck, and when this has a lot to do with the ability to be intuitive, our intuitive ability, ESP, that kind of thing, comes from the third eye. And many times there's a chant for the third eye chakra, which is I see. And it doesn't refer to seeing with your physical eyes. It refers to the ability to see psychically. So this, when that center is opened, it is a center of ESP. It also, when it's opened, it is a wonderful center to, when it's powerful. When it's powerful, it is able to subdue anger and negative emotions. When it's closed, we may also feel those emotions, but also have a loss of faith. When I say closed, I mean none of them are totally closed, even though they use that term. The chakras are all spinning, they're all doing their job, but it depends on to what degree. You can feel apathy, depression, and loss of faith when that chakra is not functioning at its peak. That's the chakra that is most people in the West are familiar with, and a lot of meditators meditate through the third, when I say through the third eye, that's where they will position or focus. But you can also, as I'll talk about later, do a healing by going through all of the chakras. The seventh chakra is the crown chakra, and it is violet in color. And occasionally, some writers will say it is white in color. Most that I've ever read through the years, it has been violet. That is considered the color. This has to do with beliefs and our spiritual connection. As this chakra opens at the crown of the head, that really truly opens, which is very, very rare, but we do want to at least get it functioning at its highest possibility. When it's completely open, what it usually means is that a person has ascended in consciousness to the realization that they are truly aspects of God, that we are all spiritual beings. Their spiritual life literally comes to life. They are in tune with the higher energies. They feel more connected to God, to themselves as spiritual beings. That is the seventh chakra. Now, you may have heard of the Kundalini, and that is considered a serpent, the shape of it, at the base of the spine, which as it rises, as we awaken in consciousness, as we become more aware of ourselves as spiritual beings, as we function more as spiritual beings, in other words, more loving, more faithful, more giving, more forgiving, more joyous also, because joy is a positive energy. It's not associated with any specific chakra, as far as I can tell, but I would say that when they're spinning in their proper way, we're going to feel more joyous. And the gland that's associated with it is a pituitary gland, and the part of the body is the crown or the top of the head, and it even goes beyond that. It's as if when this energy from the base of the spine, which in the Eastern it's called the Kundalini, rises sufficiently all the ways up, one knows and feels that they are spiritual beings and they experience themselves that way. We've heard the expression, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. That is the truth, but that truth is something that we rarely experience ourselves as the spiritual beings. If we actually did, we would always be in a state of joy, regardless of what's going on the outside. So that requires a true spiritual journey to reach that point. Most humans do not reach that in their physical lives. Possibly in the next, where their journey continues outside of this physical realm, they will reach that. Or in many cases, people have many lifetimes, and they do attain to that. Right now, most of us are struggling with being human beings who can find peace, pleasure, joy, and fulfillment here in their physical world. But recognize that underlying all of this is the fact that we are spiritual beings, and these chakras are spiritual energy centers.
And I just want to say how important it is to affirm that you're a happy person. You are whatever you think you are. Your emotions are dictated by your thoughts. And for me, it's really, really important when I think of good health to think how important it is to not have stress, negativity around you, but to do whatever it takes to be happy. And thus, I wrote this to affirm that I'm happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. Special thanks to our friend Ted Siuba for putting the music to that poem that I wrote. And I say it's really important to affirm how happy you are. Tell yourself you're happy, and guess what? Folks, I just want to invite you to check out my website, joycebarry.com. You'll find out about my success coaching. You'll see the seminars that I do. There's a lot to be gained in checking that out. And Beverly, tell them about your website and what they can expect from that.
My website is BeverlyNadler.com. That's my main website. What you'll find there is information about my coaching, which is reprogramming the brain and the mind. And there's a lot of testimonials on that. You'll find a lot of my poetry and a lot of the things that we discuss on Joyce Barry and Friends. I have articles about that also. My books are on there, and you can check them out, Vibrational Harmony. Joyce wrote the foreword, so if you choose to order that book, which explains a lot of the things we need to understand to have a better life on this physical world that we live in, the foreword there, you must read it, because my dear friend wrote it, and she did a beautiful job with it. Also, my other books, which are online, they are also described. And also, I have additional websites, and one of them is vibrationalharmony.biz, B-I-Z, and it's about the business of health. And there are two free book downloadable books, not just pamphlets or a few pages, but actual books, one on mastering stress and the other on the laws of the body, because we are physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual beings, and we do need to take care of our body. So check out the website, and if you have anything that you want to want clarified, just let Joyce know, and she'll get in touch with me.
And you can just let me know by sending an email to coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com. in the subject line put Beverly, because any email I get from a listener, I want to know the show that prompted them to write to me. So if it's anything you want Beverly to know, feel free to let me know. I'll pass it on. Anything you want to let me know about guests, about topics, about your opinion, I'm always happy to hear from you. Folks, once again, Beverly's main website is Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. My main website is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And in it, as I said, you'll find out about my coaching, my seminar programs, and you will see testimonials from people all over the country. Here are a few of my favorites.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joyce-inator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And again, put your Beverly in the subject line so I know it's the show that you heard. And name, best time to reach you, phone number in the text. And what it is you want to talk to me about, and I'm happy to talk to you about any of those things. Always excited when people connect with us and let us know what's on your mind. And I just, before I turn it back to Beverly, I just want to say that we spend time letting you know about our websites and the value you get by going into them. And as a coach, the thing I hear most often are people that say, yes, I will do it. I will get to it someday. So for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up?
there wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had some day in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And Beverly Nadler, right now is a great time to let people know what message you want to leave with them on today's show and what way you want to put it all together.
Well, I do want to tell people how to the simple ways of working on their chakras, but first I need to make a correction. When I was talking about the sixth chakra, the Anjna or third eye chakra, I did not say that this is the symptoms. There are headaches, nightmares, and vision problems. Instead, what I gave you were the symptoms for something that is not working properly in the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, and that is when you have a loss of faith, depression, and apathy. So I did want to correct that for those people who may be going further into the chakras. I also want to mention that we had a show a couple of years ago specifically only on chakras, and we've had several shows also specifically not on the Tree of Life, but on the Kabbalah. So you can find those and any shows that interest you by me or any of the wonderful guests that Joyce has simply by using the menu, putting in the name of the show that you're or the subject that you're interested in, and all of those shows will pop up and you can listen to them because they're all in the archives.
What Beverly is talking about is Joyce Barry and Calm. The homepage on the upper right is the search bar. You can put in the author or say chakras. Yes, we did that a couple of years ago in Kabbalah. She's correct about that. But the webpage is joycebarryandfriends.com, the search bar on the upper right.
Thank you. Thank you for making that clear. I do want people to know not only about the shows that I do with you, but all the wonderful shows that they can access anytime they want, day or night, because everything is in the archives. Okay, so what the message I want to leave people with is that the chakras, or the seraphic, whichever system you're interested in, are extremely important. These energy centers actually keep us healthy, and they also help us to evolve in consciousness. So we want to keep them as healthy as possible. We want to strengthen them. And the way that we can do that is basically quite simple. Meditation, visualization, and breathing. One of a simple meditation that I'll give you now with a breathing exercise is simply to close your eyes and mentally visualize your spine, going up your spine to your crown, and begin each chakra in its position, starting with the root chakra, which is red. Just see that and breathe into it, just a simple breath, in and out, then move up further to the next chakra, which is the second chakra, and that chakra is orange, and see that chakra, then breathe into it. The third chakra, move up to the sacral part of the spine, and the solar plexus, that's yellow, and see that chakra. Again, we're seeing this in our mind's eye, just as if you, people say, I don't visualize. If I tell you to think about your house right now, the front door, you will get a sense of that. You will get a vision of that. And that's all I'm talking about. Just get a sense of it and then move up to your heart chakra, which is green, and do the same thing, just the breathing. And then move up again to your throat chakra, which is blue, and moving up to the sixth or the third eye chakra, which is indigo, which is a very dark blue with a little bit of purple. And finally, the crown of your head. And just see this, each chakra, the colors of each chakra, and breathe into them. And you can also use a chant with each one. And the chant for the root chakra is, I live. For the navel chakra, or rather, I want to mention also that you'll read some things we'll call the navel chakra. They may call that the solar plexus, the navel chakra, or the sacral chakra, the navel chakra. Generally, the terms that I gave you are used, but sometimes you'll see another one, and I don't want you to be confused. When they call it the second chakra, that's all you care about. I feel, because that's where your emotions come from. When you go to your third chakra, yellow, I will, and the will, your own will, that you have the will to act, or you might say, I act, whichever word appeals to you. Get to the heart chakra, chant, I love. Get to the throat chakra, I speak, or I create. Get to the third chakra, I see. And what we're talking about is seeing with your inner eye, seeing psychically. And when you get to the crown chakra, I am. And I am are very sacred words, because we're not talking about your ego or your personality. When you get to that crown chakra that I mentioned before, when that opens, you recognize yourself as a divine being. This is what you are actually affirming. I am. Meaning that you know yourself to be a part of the Creator, that you are a divine being. So you can also use any of those words as a chant. These help to heal and to balance and to normalize and harmonize your chakras. And also, when you improve your health, if you eat nutritious food, avoid junk food, avoid alcohol or sugar, and keep positive emotions as much as you can, just as Joyce said with her delightful poem, Be Happy. These things all affect the chakras. As I said earlier, they are not static. They respond to your thoughts, to your feelings, to your beliefs, to your actions, to the way that you take care of your body, your behaviors, and your level of consciousness. You have the ability to help to heal yourself. So use the information, and I suggest you may want to go back over it, listen to this again, because sometimes it's very difficult to take notes, you know, as the person, in this case myself, is speaking.
Folks, I ask you the question. If you are going to check out Beverly's website, my website, put these things into practice, use the affirmations, then I ask you, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation
If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
Beverly, I have a very strong suspicion that you have a wonderful poem to close out what you were sharing with us.
I have a poem. Last week we celebrated Thanksgiving and we talked about 2 days on it, how important it is for us to give thanks and feel blessed all year long, not just on that special day. So this poem is Life is a Blessing.
Hold that
Life
thought for one
blessing.
Moment. Beverly, just 1 second, because you referenced the show, so let me tell them exactly, because they were wonderful. On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we had a show, Beverly and I, Thanksgiving All You've Got. That was on Thursday this week. Wednesday, Stefan Ryback, John Bell, Beverly, and Peter Marks, The Miracle of Giving Thanks. That was Wednesday's show. On Tuesday, we had a show with Beverly again, Happy Thanks Receiving. We talked about how it's more blessed to give and receive. Receiving is good for your health and vitality. So I wanted to be specific to give you folks a reason to go and check out those shows this week. Okay, back to you.
Well, thank you for that. I'm going to say it again. They were wonderful shows, Joyce. I just want to thank you again. And when I'm talking about life as a blessing, you are a blessing to so many people because of what you offer them with day after day after day for so many years. So thank you for that.
And ditto to you, too. Thursdays with us and the rest of the days with the rest of the world. Thank you.
Life is a blessing. Live it that way. Express your gratitude as you awaken each day. Feel the power that flows inside you. Hear the divine voice ever ready to guide you. Life is magnificent, and when there is pain, look for the blessing, the sun behind the rain. Open your heart, and your spirit will soar. Let go of the past. Walk through a new door. Live in the moment. It's God's gift to you. Tomorrow brings you blessings and miracles where dreams can come true.
I have chills through my body. That's how much I was touched and moved by that beautiful poem. And the other time when I get those kind of inner feelings, it happens to be when your daughter sings, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, when she sings, I get those same kind of vibrations as well. So I just wanted to say that you, both of you created, you with your poetry and Denise with her extraordinary, extraordinary voice. Let me just see if I can give you folks just a touch so you can hear the voice of an angel. I'm just going to take a moment to do that. So bear with me and let's talk about the love chakra. Just a moment. Folks, I couldn't resist sharing it because when I heard Beverly's poem, and each and every one just really goes right to my soul, as does Ariana's music as well. So I had to take that moment to share that with you all. And I'll close, one, by thanking you, Beverly, for another extraordinary show, and this with my prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, go out and make someone happy today. Use that chakra. And we always want to make you happy. We invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Hello?
Hi. I didn't even dial you.